Welcome to the Suite in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for September 10th to the 16th, 2016. This week, four Palestinians killed by Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials condemned such attacks and called for international support. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. Protests were organized this week in the northern West Bank village of Kfar Qaddoum, in addition of Bil'in, Na'lin and the Nabi Saleh village in central West Bank. This week, protests were in solidarity with hunger-striking political detainees held by Israel, Mohammed and Mahmoud al-Balboul and Malak al-Qaddi. All three are on hunger strike since July, protesting ill-treatment and the use of administrative detention by Israel. Troops attacked protesters at the village entrance using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The Palestinian Authority condemned this week recent Israeli violence in the occupied Palestinian territories. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Spokesperson for the Palestinian Authority Nabil Abu Rodina said Friday that the recent Israeli killing of three Palestinians in both East Jerusalem and Hebron could reflect continued Israeli intransigence towards underway international peace efforts. Abu Rodina called on the international community to hold Israel responsible for failure of peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and asserted on the PA's determination to continue political struggle for the sake of legitimate Palestinian rights, mainly the right to self-determination. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas completed an official visit to Mauritania, where he briefed officials on latest developments in the occupied Palestinian territories. Abbas thanked the country for supporting Palestinian rights. In the meantime, ahead of regular annual meeting of UN's General Assembly due next week, Islamic countries are set to ask the General Assembly to address recent hunger strike by a number of Palestinian detainees inside Israeli jail. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Islamist Hamas party reacted to recent Israeli violence against Palestinians by calling for reactivating what the party called the Al-Quds, or Jerusalem-based Palestinian uprising against the Israeli occupation over the West Bank and Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, four Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli gunfire in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Israeli warplanes attacked targets in Gaza. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Three Palestinian civilians were killed on Friday by Israeli gunfire in separate attacks in the southern West Bank city of Hebron and in East Jerusalem. 16-year-old Mohammed al-Rajabi was killed by Israeli soldiers at Tal al-Rumaida military checkpoint located in Hebron Old City. Troops claim that he tried to stab them with a knife before they shot him dead. Earlier on Friday, Musa Khadouri, 18, was killed and his fiancée Raghad Khadouri, 18, was injured when Israeli gunmen opened fire at their car near the illegal Israeli settlement of Kiryat Arba in southern West Bank. In Jerusalem on Friday midday, Saad Amro, 38, from Jordan, was killed when he was shot by Israeli troops inside the old city of Jerusalem. Troops also claimed that Amro was planning a stabbing attack. The circumstances of all three killings remains unclear until the time of this report. Moreover, on Thursday, 30-year-old Ahmed Al-Sarahin was reported dead after succumbing to wounds he sustained after soldiers shot him inside his home in the town of Beit Ula near Hebron City. Earlier in the week, four Palestinians were injured, one critically, during clashes that took place on Monday evening at the village of Qasra near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Also on Monday, two young men suffered serious wounds after being crushed by an Israeli military vehicle in the Al-Fahes area, south of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 86 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops kidnapped at least 60 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, the Israeli Air Force fired on Thursday at dawn a number of missiles into several areas believed to be run by Al-Qassam brigades of Hamas in different parts of the Strip. The attacks caused damage but no injuries. Elsewhere, several armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers invaded on Monday morning Palestinian agricultural lands north of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, bulldozed some of them and installed sand hills, in addition to firing live rounds. For IMMC News, this is Ghassan Balnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 10th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.mmc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Iman Abdelbaba Noura.